Okay.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on. You don't have any poems about a kite? Like in the backlog? That seems
Let's go. Okay. When you see.
You say. Hey! Oh, wait, no. I got one.
I was just about to do one. All right, you do it.
All right. You say go fly a kite like it's a bad thing. That's what the. Okay, now you think of something to say after that.
You say go fly a kite like it's a bad thing. When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Let's go fly a kite.
That was perfect. I've never seen him be so sharp off the top. That was beautiful. That was magic. We're here with Duncan Kissinger from Indianapolis who brought a vintage
Kitty Hawk
kite. And it really is like I think I said something was the platonic ideal of something last time, but that's the platonic ideal of a kite, I think.
Yeah, it's an advanced kite in that it's sewn in a way.
Yeah.
That there's like, it's not just a piece of cloth. It's like sewn in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's some aerodynamic engineering.
It looks that like went into that. Like if it were really big, like maybe it could fly you off the ground over the.
It's harder than it looks.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about the experience?
Yeah, I feel pretty winded. Yeah. But it was up there for maybe 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feel pretty good about that. I just feel like I'm letting my mom down. This is her baby, and I can't even get it up for more than a minute.
But, well, hey, there's natural factors to account for. Yep, yeah, that's a gust. You got to take advantage of that.
There it goes.
Yeah,
you got to ride the wave.
There it goes.
I haven't been. When's the last time you flew a kite?
I can't even remember. Do you have to assemble yours at all, or is it good to go?
I'm assembling it right now. I got the turtle kite.
Yeah.
It has a sea turtle on it, and then the tail has baby sea turtles that are trailing the mama.
Yeah, show the camera. Yeah, you got the perfect kite for you. I got an okay kite for me. Here, well.
It's an astronaut.
Yeah, can you hold it?
Miles got an astronaut kite. And Duncan's kite is made by Wilbur and Orville Wright, the Wright brothers.
I don't know if I'm cut out for this.
I like how you have this big, long spool, or this big spool.
Yeah, I can get up there pretty far.
Wow.
Yeah, it's this Series 9200. Got that on there.
Okay. Take him to the moon. Take him to the moon.
He always does that. Miles' kite is an astronaut. And he like, his kite spins around in circles a lot.
I can hold it while you assemble.
I'm assembling this.
Yeah. But yeah, people say go fly a kite like they're telling you to go kick rocks or something.
Yeah, like
it's easy.
Oh yeah, that too.
Like
yeah.
There's a low barrier to entry. No way.
Yeah, there's a lot of technical considerations. Yeah. I think you got to know about air pressure, aerodynamics.
Some assembly required on occasion.
Yeah. You know? There's. Parts you can choke on if you aren't too careful. Alright, Alex is.
Yeah, I'm
sure worried about where. I think you. Yeah, so.
Oh, I need to put it.
Yeah, yeah. It. This thing comes off.
I'm gonna take that part off.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the turtle.
It shouldn't be so confusing, but
yeah, right.
I've always found kites confusing and then found it them difficult to fly.
They're like the trains of the sky, you know? I don't know how trains work.
Mm-mm. But people are obsessed with trains.
Love
people
them.
Are obsessed
yeah.
with kites, yeah. Except, like, trains are so regimented, I think. But
with their schedules?
Yeah, with their schedules, yeah. They haven't... There isn't really a kite flying schedule yet, but...
See, I feel like a little kid, like... frustrated trying to like untangle I'm very tangled here.
Yeah, maybe just let nature maybe if you hold the spool and then just let nature run its course so to speak.
And he's off
folks. Oh, he's caught some air he's caught some hair. Yeah, there you go. Look at yourself
Let it out more.
Yeah, yeah, unwind the string a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's when it falls, you just pick yourself up. Or you don't even have to fly it. You can just run with it. There it goes. Yeah, I think our goal, maybe if we can have a collective goal, I saw some people, they just had the kite flying, you know?
Yeah.
I think, like, eventually, look at those kids. You see that circle of kids on the other hill? Or guys, I guess?
What do you think they're talking about?
Us. I think they're talking about us.
Well,
yeah.
We can't keep the kites up?
Yeah.
They're talking about girls.
Wait, I think you have to say that into the thing. Get your quip off.
They're talking about girls. I'm so winded from running just now.
Here, I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah.
Can you hold it?
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely cardio. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's more like fishing, you know.
I think it probably is like fishing if you know how to do it.
Yeah.
I swear. Dude, like... The last time I flew a kite, I was in India, and I was, like, on, like, this rooftop in, like, Amritsar, and, like, all these little kids on the rooftop in the whole city, they would just fly kites all day.
Whoa.
And, like, we went down to the shop and got a kite.
Yeah.
And we couldn't fly it.
Oh, man.
And it was, like, literally, like, made out of a clothes hanger.
Uh-huh.
And, like, a piece of, like, craft paper, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just tied to a string.
Yeah.
And these kids could get them, like, 50 feet in the air, you know, and just hang them there all day.
Dang.
It was crazy. And then, like, we were, like, 5 white dudes.
How old were you?
Like... 29,
yeah.
30.
Yeah.
And like,
if you were 35, it would have been easy.
What?
If you had been 35, it would have been easy.
No.
You were so young.
I was just like chilling on the, like, and then all the little kids like kind of gathered around from the other rooftops and they're all like looking at us and laughing. And like, we ended up like giving the string to a kid.
Yeah.
And then he like just flew it.
He was able to get it up.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this?
And then he tried to
That's
sell
good.
Us a bunch of CDs.
Oh, cool.
Like burnt CDs.
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't want these CDs, man. Oh, nice.
Let him out a little
He's
bit.
Got it.
Take him to the moon.
Yeah, I think it's like...
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's the challenge. Is... Oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. There you go.
I think the design is funny. I think it kind
of... Yeah, Miles's kite has a funny design. He just flew it well, and then...
It looks like it has, like, a really erotic, like, G-string thong.
Mm-hmm. What? He looks like an... What? I know. You think the spaceman has a thong?
Here, when I get it up.
So is the kite runner about people trying to get kites in the air or people trafficking kites?
I'm not sure. I've never read it.
Me neither. I didn't even think about it until yesterday.
Is it science fiction?
War in Afghanistan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe that's just the era it came out in.
You got some good hang time there, Duncan.
I'm feeling pretty groovy about this.
Yeah.
See, like, Duncan's kite has structure sewn in. Has, like, this structure sewn into it.
Yeah.
It's not just a sheet.
Got those ties on the left and right.
Yeah, here, we got to go next to him so we can hear him speak.
Whoa. Yeah, you got those ties left and right.
Yeah, and so that's keeping it, because I think that's why y'all's are spinning.
Yeah, yeah. Duncan's kite is like a. There's some craftsmanship and thought put into it.
Kitty
I think.
Hawk, baby.
Well, yeah, it's Kitty Hawk. Yeah. Is it actually made by the Wright brothers? Your kite?
I don't think it's that old. but yeah, it's holding up. I think better than their plane did.
Yeah.
They didn't even make it a minute, did they?
No. How long did they go?
It was glorified
gliding is what the Wright brothers did, I think.
So this is more up their alley, anyway. Yeah.
But the thing they wish they could do this.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried to ride a bicycle in the air. Those guys are trippy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Now I think you're mixing them up with Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, he did. That was...
I think their first plane was like wasn't it a bike with a glider on it or something?
I know Da Vinci had a sketch of that.
Oh really? Da Vinci did it? Da Vinci. Yeah. I think that Da Vinci's a really funny guy. He like did like a lot of amazing things. And then also he like drew like a helicopter that was like an umbrella. Like it was like he's like, guys, look, I invented a flying machine, and it's just like an umbrella. And it's like, dude, you didn't invent anything. You drew a picture. Yeah. But yeah, like, I admire the Wright brothers for that. They're like, you know what? I want to fly. I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah,
it's cool.
And they didn't do it, but they tried. I think,
yeah,
I think
that's true. Yeah, they didn't do it, but they tried.
It's better to try and fail.
And they didn't even need hustle culture.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't.
It was proto-hustle culture.
They didn't have to take any nootropics to come up with
the idea. They did that without Alpha Brain.
Yeah, they just ate like Alpha Brain. Or they ate like a graham cracker or something. That was like the height of food technology.
They didn't even have a fridge.
Have you been to this park before, Duncan?
No, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's relatively new.
Are there any cool shows over there?
I saw Busman's Holiday there once.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they do some community events. I've never been to one, but
I saw like a chamber orchestra playing there.
Oh, wow.
And it was like during the lockdown, and I was just riding my bike around, so it was really nice. I just came across this like classical music in the park.
That probably sounded awesome. Cool going like in between the hills, how the sound changes from the, was it amplified?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was sick.
Very cool. Huh. Do you think they've ever done bingo out here?
Bingo?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I don't think they have.
Bingo in the park?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you should pitch that.
I'm trying to get back in the bingo game.
Do you call bingo?
Yeah, I did at State Street Pub.
Yeah.
For a few months, we did a bingo brunch.
Yeah.
And then I did it again last year for, there's this, oh no, your kite.
Yeah.
These guys have a podcast called Harder Brunch. Mm-hmm. And they were doing an event and they wanted me to call bingo. So, had a little setup.
What does it take to call bingo?
Well, you can go analog and just have the tumbler with the little things.
Yeah.
But when I was doing it at State Street, I had a laptop with a program.
Oh, there you go.
And we like had the screen up on the TVs. And so there's a few different ways. I prefer computer just because it's harder to pick out the balls and have good quips,
You know what I mean? But when you're just pressing a button, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Pressing buttons.
What are some of your quips?
Oh, B9 is what you want to hear in an appointment with your oncologist. I had a running gag where I was saying I-19 is an interstate in Arizona, which there's nothing really. It was just dumb, but it turned into an inside joke throughout the State Street series. But yeah, people loved it. Giving away prizes is fun.
Yeah.
And the tension that builds in the room, because we would do like 4 or 5 games, culminating in a coverall, which gets real tense. You know, you're familiar with a coverall?
No.
It's where you have to get every single dot on your card. And so once there's like 1 or 2 left, like people are ready to like fight each other.
Oh, really?
And all that energy is being directed towards me because I'm the one that's calling the numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never played adult bingo. I have fond memories of it from grade school, though. And that sensation of like almost having a full, almost having a winning card, and then the whole room going, oh!
Yeah.
And the smugness of being like, bingo.
Yeah. Bingo. Oh,
yeah.
You ever get a bingo and then realize you weren't actually paying attention and you didn't have a bingo?
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, in your calling experience, was there ever a dispute?
There was one where they didn't actually have it.
Ooh.
But it just happened once. But everybody else was excited because they got a second chance. Yeah, but I think I might have made them feel like a fool, which I'm not proud of. Sometimes when I get a mic, I get mean. I don't like that. You know what I mean?
I
try not to.
Having a microphone gives you this great sense of power.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the captive audience.
And with power comes responsibility.
Yep. Public speaking is kind of like being Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the number one greatest fear.
Power? Or being Spider-Man?
I was going to say public speaking. Oh. They all come together.
Yeah. Come on, get back up.
Spider-Man had some good quips. When you have to be being Spider-Man, you'd have to kind of, I bet he workshops them at home.
In the mirror?
Yeah, like he knows he's going to fight Doc Ock. So he just, he thinks of like some like calamari based puns and stuff he can say to Doc Ock.
He gets stuck in Doc Ock's tentacles and he says, well, that sucked.
I think maybe he would write that in his notebook and maybe that would be a backup. Yeah.
That wouldn't make it onto the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because they don't show you everything.
Yeah.
In either the movies or the comics.
Yeah.
I mean, he clocks out, and so he can just workshop stuff and then just dip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, it didn't land. I'm out of here.
And you can, maybe something happens in between panels. You can read between the lines.
Goes back to his dressing room.
Yeah. I would probably say, like, great one, tentacle brain.
Great one, tentacle brain.
Yeah, that doesn't really roll off the tongue either. That's why I'm not Spider-Man.
I'd be like,
that's the reason.
Nice haircut.
Yeah.
Nice haircut, Doc Ock.
I got bit by a radioactive spider and everything, but I just couldn't deal with the quips. Do you want me to hold this so you can try to fly the kite?
Yeah, I want
to
try and fly my kite. Yo, nice haircut, Doc Ock.
Yeah, who gave it to you?
Simple
mom?
Jack.
Yo, your Simple mom? Jack.
Wait.
You guys remember what car you rode in on the way to see the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
Oh, that's a good question.
It was Buick Century? Probably a Buick Century.
I think I was in a Ford Expedition at the time.
I was in a RAV4.
There you go. Yeah.
I love RAV4s. Yeah. What a cute vehicle.
They're fun. I prefer the CRV, but it was my friend's older brother.
So oh, it was the first car kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were going for his birthday.
All right, Alex. Got to try a little harder than that. Okay, there it goes.
There we go.
There it is.
Let it out.
Yeah.
Let it out. Oh.
Yep. And he's off. So how's stand-up been?
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just been a little over a year. I've been doing it regularly.
Yeah.
And people seem to like it.
That's good.
I'm gaining the respect of my peers.
Good. New peers, too?
New peers. Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah. That's one thing about... Yeah, I think, like, when you kind of are, like... You know, I feel like you start doing stuff... Or you start doing weird stuff with your, like, music scene buddies. Mm. That's one thing. But then when you cross over...
Yeah.
That's another thing, I think.
I'm in a whole new crew now.
Yeah. Duncan's rolling with the stand-ups.
Yeah. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
And it's, like... comparing, like, I've been thinking in comparison to music, because I did that for, like, over 10 years.
Yeah.
And so, like, comedy has such a lower barrier to entry.
Oops, sorry about that.
You're fine.
Yeah.
So there's just, like, I don't know, people every week at an open mic trying it for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, and there'll be people that you'll meet, and then you won't see them ever again.
Yeah.
For, like, 6 months. And then they pop back up. Sometimes people disappear when they get in relationships. You know, like, they're just doing it to try and meet people.
Yeah.
Which is honorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's, writing's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But.
What about, like, do you have to rehearse it, or do you just try stuff out?
I come up with, like, talking points, but then I usually try and find the joke on stage.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to a bunch of open mics. We've got, I can probably hit an open mic, like, 4 nights a week. Up in Indy.
Wow.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, 20 minutes of stage time.
Yeah.
And
a lot of driving? Are you going to, like, Southport and stuff, or?
Yeah, there's some driving around the Indy. But there's a mic that's, like, right around the corner from my house. It's every other week.
Nice.
I'm helping run one now, which is exciting. So I just, you know, say, hey, welcome to the show, you know, and then give people the light at 4 minutes, which is a lot of fun.
Give them a quick handshake or a high five, depending on what you're into.
A lot of people are doing fist bumps still.
Oh, yeah.
Which sucks.
You think that's a COVID thing, you mean, when you say still?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because it went there. And so before, in comedy, it's always been handshakes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some people, like, anybody older than me will shake my hand.
Yeah.
Anybody younger than me will try and fist bump me.
Yeah. So you think that's a COVID thing? You don't think it's like how some people like to talk on the phone and some people want to just text you?
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be something. I think a fist bump's like, it's like, I remember the first
time. It's a
text. Yeah. A fist bump's definitely a physical text. Yeah. And I remember the first time I figured out people did that, I thought it was cool.
Yeah,
like in grade
yeah.
school, I thought it was cool to do a fist bump.
Yeah, that's a good point. I do know that I feel like COVID probably definitely emphasized that trend.
Yeah.
Going more to fist bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also the QR code of greetings. Oh, look at that. Alex is out there. Oh, no. He's still just... Wait. Oh, he has... It's in the tree.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's a... It's like a Charlie Brown type thing. Well, I guess we should be careful on our way over here.
Dang. That ain't a small tree either.
No.
Hey, cool. Careful, Duncan. Don't get your...
Oh, yeah.
What happened, Alex?
Careful, Duncan. Don't get your car. Look at your tails are all over Duncan. Yo, I was doing pretty well, and then I got stuck in the tree. But I was like maybe 50 feet up.
Yeah. Maybe yeah, I mean, it's high. It's high up in the tree. I mean, I think the where it is in the tree speaks for your success.
I was doing good, and then I just barely touched it, and then it just zoomed in. It got really stuck in there. But it's like if I pull it.
Oh, dang. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. There it goes.
Oh.
It's kind of fun that it's making it snow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Whoa, I got it.
There, yeah.
No way.
Whoa.
I didn't expect that, did you?
No, not at all.
That was a day ruiner.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I think that just really shows, like, that, I don't know, Alex has got that positive attitude.
Yeah, that, the determination.
That contributed to getting the kite out of the tree. Look at him now. Look at that.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
You got to fail to succeed.
Yeah, that's tough. Wow. You ever seen a turtle fly?
Not till today, I guess. I guess maybe, I wonder if there's anything about being in this valley that makes it better for...
Yeah, we kind of got like a wind tunnel, you know, coming down here.
Yeah. I'm concerned about the puddle though.
Yeah, I don't love that.
We were at this show last night. I did a poetry reading and this guy took his shoes off. He was playing guitar with his shoes off.
Yeah. And then we found out he has a Wikipedia page.
No way.
Yeah, and on his Wikipedia it said his nickname is the Barefoot Wanderer.
No way.
Because of his tendency to play barefoot.
Huh. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with the barefootness. I don't really love gimmicks. Was it good? I'm sorry, Alex.
No, you good? You good?
Yeah, the music was pretty good, but get this: the guy was in the Lumineers, and that's why he has a.
Oh wow!
That's why he has a
is
Wikipedia
it the
page.
Guy?
No.
I think it's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy. And I think there's two guys. I think Lumineers is a duo, right?
Any of those bands where it's like the Clap and Stomp, Arena Rock.
I love that.
They got like 15 guys in the band. They got to.
Yeah, they have, right? Like a bunch of people in the band, but it's usually like a core of like some brothers or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or like childhood best friends.
Yeah. 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 They always like, and they're always homeschooled together or something.
That's why it's also good.
Yeah. They got that choir boy energy. Yeah. Shut in.
I'm pro barefoot. Yeah, yeah. Free electrons, baby.
Yeah, yeah, you need to ground. You need to charge your ions.
Wait, what's free electrons? Through the ground. When you're grounding.
It's the idea is that like you need to touch the earth to because you have so many free radicals in your body from environmental toxins.
Oh yeah.
And I think the idea is you can, yeah, some kind of electrical currents from the earth can circulate.
I really hope at this park that it didn't use like Roundup or something. I don't know if that'd be a net gain or loss, but
that's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. Look at it. It's like we're in Teletubby land.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's it called where the Teletubbies live?
I don't think they have a word for it. I think it's like. Yeah, it's like, it just is. They don't need language. They just live.
Whoa. The wind just picked up right when you said that. Like send, you know? The wind just hit send. They just are. They just live. I don't gotta think about whether or not I'm a Teletubby. Just experience it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even... Yeah. No, Teletubbies definitely think about whether they're Teletubbies or not.
Because they're like tubby toast.
Yeah. Yeah, their whole thing is being a Teletubby.
They're definitely self-aware.
You think they're self-aware?
Definitely self-aware, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, are they self-aware in the sense that they know what they aren't? Like, I'm a... Like, sometimes pride movements are like, I'm proud because, like, I'm a part of this, like, what's the word? Like, oppressed minority. You uh-huh. think Teletubbies think of themselves like that?
I don't know. We don't know much about the world they're in, do we?
No, we don't. We only
I
have
mean, I'm
them.
Sure someone's, like, fleshed it out, like, on Reddit or something.
Yeah.
This old Teletubby fan fiction. But I haven't read it.
It's a very solid, solipsistic sort of just...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's solipsism.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. They know more about themselves than we do.
Yeah.
Or we know about them.
Yeah. Time for Teletubbies. Time for Teletubbies.
No way. Come on.
I've never been to this Hoppy...
Yeah. Hoppy Wobbles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's way out west.
Yeah.
Oh, it's out west.
Yeah. I was thinking it was south.
Yeah, that place is the sinkhole. But it used to be called Hoppy Wobbles.
So there's a new place called Hoppy Wobbles?
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to... catch a comedy show there.
Yeah, and there's an open mic afterwards if y'all got any jokes.
Oh, really?
You should jump on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I might jump on that.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Tight five.
Yeah, it's usually pretty fun. I've only been down for the mic.
How did you get started doing stand-up? Like, or did you guys already just talk
No, we
about
didn't
that?
Talk about that.
Well, I was running around trying to fly getting this winded. Thing.
Yeah. I did it for the first time senior year of high school. The student council did like a comedy competition.
Yeah.
And I got first place there. I got $50 that I took to American Eagle to get some jeans. And then I didn't do it until like 2019. So like 9 years after high school. My friends had a festival up in Indy called Yuck Fest.
Oh, okay.
I performed there. And then last February, I started hitting open mics regularly, and then I started getting booked like last summer, and so now I'm getting shows. Been down to Cincinnati a few times.
Nice.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah,
I love Cincinnati.
I feel like Cincinnati and Indianapolis have a similar thing going.
Cincinnati,
I don't know why.
Cincinnati's, I mean, no disrespect to Indianapolis, I love Indianapolis, but Cincinnati has got swag.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. The river. Those
and
river
the rolling
cities.
Hills.
River cities, dude. Kansas City, Louisville.
Yeah.
I love river
St.
cities.
St. Louis is a river city, too,
St. Louis,
I think.
Yeah.
Indianapolis is
much
a canal
time in
city. Not quite the same thing. Mm-hmm.
In Indianapolis, I'm always driving to a strip mall to eat a fish taco or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in Cincinnati, I'm like... In Cincinnati, I'll be like, you know, drinking with a guy who looks like Billy Idol or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And that's like... what he's been doing for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Just drinking, looking like Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Just going out for people to notice him, talk to him.
Uh-huh.
I like guys like that.
Yeah, me too.
I met a guy like that in Cincinnati. He's like an old blues guitarist, and he was just like a personality
that
would hang out.
That's awesome.
Just a public guy.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the, speaking of public figures, did you guys see the parrot was here earlier?
Oh, Charlie the parrot?
Yeah, by the amphitheater. We were too enamored with our own thing. We have our own thing going on. We don't need the parrot, I think.
Have you guys had him on?
We did meet him.
We met him at the Pet Expo.
Yeah, at the Pet Expo. Yeah, Alex held him.
Yeah, I held the parrot.
Wow.
Really, really incredible animal. Just like super weird. Like its nostrils are like right up like by its eyes or like on the side of its head or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or its eyes are on the side of its head. Something weird.
I think it's like it's crazy how parrots are still like pets.
Yeah.
Like it's like it lives like 70 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they have like really long lives, you know, intelligent obviously, but also like mean and like nasty.
They seem mean.
Yeah. It seems like a pet like that would be popular in the 1800s and then they're like, "Oh, that doesn't make sense anymore." Like,
so they're probably parrots.
Yeah, but they live like 100 years.
People probably put their parrots in their wills because that's like an intergenerational pet.
Yeah, definitely.
Who gets the parrot?
Yeah, and it's probably like nobody wants the parrot, but someone has to have the parrot.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, actually, the guy told me, didn't he even inherit it?
The parrot. Yeah. Inherit the parrot.
Inherit the parrot.
I love that band.
It's like a jam band that plays with the Bluebird.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
it's a Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett covered.
How come they're like parrot deadheads? Like deadheads like Grateful Dead, but they also like fish, right?
Yeah,
And they also like
Jimmy Buffett.
Well, no, but Jimmy Buffett fans are parrot heads. What's like the fish of Jimmy Buffett?
What are fish fans called?
No, I know. No, that's not what I asked.
What are fish fans?
I asked, do parrot heads have a second favorite band?
Oh,
Toby Keith,
Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
Oh, Toby Keith?
Maybe.
What's
Is that he sings? Is 5 o'clock somewhere?
Yeah.
Toby Keith does sing about being on the beach a
lot. He's got a version of that with Jimmy Buffett.
Does he?
Yeah. Or he, I think he has a song with Jimmy Buffett at least, if not a version of that one.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Y'all listen to Toby Keith recently?
I can't say that I have. At work.
Yeah.
Toby Keith's Australian, right?
Really?
No, that's Keith Urban.
Oh, okay. Oh, and I was thinking of Kenny Chesney the whole time. Kenny Chesney's like a guy who like sings, who has like a straw cowboy hat and sings about a Corona.
Chattahoochee? Does he sing the Chattahoochee song?
Kenny Chesney?
Who sings Way Down Yonder on the Chattahoochee?
I'm not sure. Maybe I think that's Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson. Who's the guy with the tank top?
Tank top.
There's like a country guy who always wears a tank top.
I think that's Kenny Chesney.
That's Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What does Kenny Chesney sing?
Oh, boy. Does he do Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off?
Ah, I love that song.
I think that's him. Who does She Thinks My Tractor Sexy?
Do you know? That's Kenny Chesney.
Is it?
Because he's got a tank top.
Are they still coming up with those like novelty country songs?
Oh yeah,
all the time.
Actually, it seems like those are some of the biggest songs.
Yeah. Oh, we're going, boys. Surf's up, baby.
Yeah, I think Miles's kite is like the most poorly designed of the three.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not aerodynamic at all.
But it's fun while it stays up.
Yeah, once it stays, and it looks like it should be up there.
Yeah. But conceptually, it's probably the best one because look, the Earth is reflecting in the astronaut's face shield.
Yeah, and it's so like streamers, like it's in a, like it has a jetpack.
If you really get the astronaut up there, it'll look like he's looking down on you, and you're so small on the Earth.
I like the turtle though, because then you can imagine that you're like
the sky is water.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we're doing a better job of flying these kites than I expected we could.
Yeah, we were kind of like, we kind of conceptually thought it would be funny if we just sucked at flying kites. We were a bunch of grown men who couldn't.
I was worried about that at first, but we've had some good runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still do think I suck at flying the kite, but it's just not funny.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Laura's getting tangled up.
This is going to be an IMAX.
Yeah, we need to figure out how to do 3D. Come on, dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude, do you want to try flying mine so you can experience what this hang time is like?
Yeah, I do.
Here, try and experience some hang time here. Come on now.
Hold on, Mike.
Come on now.
All right.
Grab it by the string.
I got it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
See? Doesn't it feel good?
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
Your streamers are all kind of...
Yeah, the baby turtles got tangled up with each other. But I think it flies better now, honestly.
It's kind of like biologically accurate, too, because those baby turtles, like...
Not all of them survive.
Yeah, 99% of them don't.
Oh no.
Last spring, me and Miles saw a turtle laying eggs at Lake Griffey, Lake Monroe. Yeah. Yeah, I never saw it in the wild before. It was awesome.
Is it still real pretty out there?
Yeah.
I knew it.
It's always pretty, yeah. Out there. Yeah.
Hey, you guys got Eagle Creek.
Eagle Creek is nice. Awesome. Yeah.
That and Fort Bend. Over in Lawrence.
I haven't been there.
When I was in like elementary school, I think they were just wrapping it up being an active military base.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, but they have like a big state park over there.
That's cool.
They got horses.
Oh, you can ride them?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever rode the horses?
No, I don't. It doesn't. I could probably go on the website and figure it out.
Yeah.
But I don't. Administrative things aren't good for me.
Same. I'm really bad.
Really,
I still
got to
do my taxes.
Yeah. I did my taxes already just because I needed the money.
Yeah.
It's already gone.
Yeah. That's an instance where procrastinating can kind of come as a little treat. Yeah. It's like everybody already spent their tax return. I'm going to get mine in like July or something.
Yeah, because you got an extension and you did it wrong.
Yeah, I really want to ride a horse. I think it would be really fun.
I've done it once in the Wisconsin Dells.
Really?
Yeah, we went for my 12th birthday, which I would have enjoyed if like it was my idea. It was everybody else. It was like my mom's side of the family, like my cousins and grandma and stuff. And they wanted to ride horses, and my birthday was the only day we could do it. And I got this horse. His name was Dinger.
Okay.
And I didn't like kicking him to like move him around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I, at the time, I didn't know how resilient horses were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I didn't like kicking it to steer it or whatever. And so there was this other horse that was pooping, and Dinger walked right up next to him, to the point where like a horse pooped on my new shoes.
Oh
my
no!
My new skate shoes that I didn't skate in, but they look cool.
Oh yeah, no!
I could never wear them again.
That's a pretty that's a pretty disappointing 12th birthday. I kind of want to go get my crap that I left on a random hill. So I think I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, we're on the other side of that sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Let's go back over there.
Okay. Yeah, let's just go back over there.
Well, you can run over there and make sure no one took your crap.
I'll just walk leisurely with you guys.
Miles found guy's...
We're flying the kite together.
Miles found a guy's wallet, and he returned it to him.
Yeah, within minutes.
Like, within minutes.
Today?
Yeah, just up on this hill over here. Huh. The guy had like just laid down and just like then got up without his wallet and walked away. So I'm sure your stuff is safe karmically.
Yeah, unless that hill's just like targeted.
There was like there was a group of teens scowling
exactly
at us.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Let's go scope it.
Not my organic produce.
We looked in the guy's wallet to see if like we could identify the person.
Yeah.
And the only thing in the wallet was like a condom and his ID.
Yeah.
Whoa, Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
And then I just looked up his name on Instagram and I DM'd him.
Oh, cool.
And within minutes, there he was.
Was he grateful or embarrassed?
Oh, he was
very grateful.
Yeah. He was wearing a Sonic Youth shirt too. So he's yeah, he's ahead.
All right, Alex. You good? Here, hold on. Try to free myself.
How about them apples, Alex?
Wow, you're doing good. Oh.
We already said flying a kite's kind of like walking a dog.
No, but that's a good... Yeah, say that into the microphone, just in case.
Yeah, flying a kite, turns out, is a lot like walking a dog. And that's really all I got on that.
Yeah, it's like...
Just dragging it around.
It's, yeah, similar to walking a dog, similar to like playing with a yo-yo.
Mm-hmm.
Similar
it's not all fun all the time.
Similar to fishing. I find oftentimes I get, like, strings stress me out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the life.
Hell yeah.
I wonder if Miles checked on his stuff.
Oh, there you go. We're up.
Man, my kite's all tangled.
So where'd you guys end up finding them?
Walmart.
Cool.
I wonder where you... Wait.
Looks like he's chasing you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, are we flying the kite, or is the kite
flying us?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of works. Yeah, our stuff is still all there.
Cool.
What do you guys think of parachutes? Oh, where'd everybody go?
Yeah, I like parachutes. I like parachutes, hot air balloons.
Could you jump out of a plane and fly to Earth in a parachute?
Yeah, I hope I could.
Yeah.
Would I?
Would you? Are you scared of it?
I think like what I don't like, and maybe I'm insecure, but if you're not good at skydiving, you have to be strapped into some guy who is good at skydiving.
I don't want...
Is that the default, like, first time?
I'm pretty sure
you have
it
to
is.
Be tied to somebody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm also 6'2", 240. I don't know.
Yeah, like what if the... Yeah. Like, they, I wonder if there's, like, a big spoon, small spoon thing where it's, like, if the bottom guy is bigger than the... I don't know, man.
It might make you go, like...
You might turn over. Yeah. You might land butterside up.
I feel like, just in regard to would I skydive, I kind of, it's one of those things that I have kept out of my mind, because I would only do it with, like, an expensive company.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll never be able to afford an expensive skydiving experience, so I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the cheapest option. You don't want a Groupon for skydiving. You know what I mean?
I don't think I would do, I don't have the... Like, I would do it if someone was like, all right, Miles, you have to skydive. And I'd be like, okay, I've always wanted to do that. But liar. I'm never going to put the effort into booking myself a skydiving.
Yeah. But if someone else did?
If someone else did, I would go along for the ride.
So it's kind of like why I don't go to the doctor is because my mom won't make the appointment. That's you in skydiving.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. But what about bungee jumping? That's like skydiving. That's like diet skydiving.
My cousin went bungee jumping, and they said it gave him a really bad headache because all the blood just rushes to your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it sounds terrible. Also, you would just bounce back up and then fall again.
Yeah.
Like, you'd get done falling, and then it'd be like, oh, no, I'm going back up, and then I'm going to fall again.
Yeah. But and slower. Then, like, it's like diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Trails. Yeah. So, no. So we're anti bungee jumping,
bro. Yeah,
I'd land on that side.
Couldn't catch me bungee jumping.
And just like a 1998 type of activity, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like those skateboards that you ride on the dirt with the big wheels.
Uh huh.
I don't know.
What about what was it? Not bungee jumping.
Parasailing.
Not skydiving. Oh, I lost it.
That ride at Kings Island where it's like a yo-yo and they videotape you.
Oh,
and you have to pay
slingshot?
Extra to get in. Yeah, the slingshot.
What was I thinking?
Are we running out of... Oh, no. Oh, we're running out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well...
Shouldn't be, but it says 4 minutes is what I got.
4 minutes?
How long have we been recording for? 4 minutes makes sense. We've been recording for about 45 minutes.
Groovy.
Yeah. Well,
you got anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be... When's this going to be out?
This is going to come out...
Friday?
Yeah, next...
Friday?
This coming Friday.
Okay. April 18th, I'll be in Cincinnati at Symposium. And in August, I'll be in Boston.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where at?
It's this show called Hideout Comedy. My friend Caitlin McPhee helps produce that. Used to live in Indy.
Cool.
So I'm going to be out there with Sean Gardini and Christian Weckesser.
Nice.
Doing two nights in Boston.
Nice.
And what's the open mic you run?
It's called the Monday Show. It's every other Monday at Half Liter in Indianapolis. It's a real good time. They're not all hits, but, you know, you can say you were there when someone makes it big.
Yeah.
They can't all be bangers. That's our philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the show.
Not all hits, yeah.
Are you still playing music?
I'm in like the pre-production phase of a new project. It's going to be called the Reformed Church of Runaway Goodness.
Oh, cool name.
Yeah, so I'm stoked on that, but nothing on tape yet.
Cool.
Yeah. But grateful for this opportunity. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's fun to hang out.
Yeah.
All right, wave to the camera.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch.
Nope, that's not what you press.
Stop.